something. I was reading some kind of sutta, maybe, I don't know, long ago, but I don't know what was that, Kudaka Nikaya or something, and that was like beginning with the, I don't remember that, but that was like the blessed one was asked how to develop more understanding or to know what is the path or something, and he didn't teach like do this or that in the sutta, but he said like, with the arising of ignorance comes the formation, with the formation comes the vijnana, with the vijnana comes namarupa, and namarupa pachaya salayatana. And then he said, but with the cessation of the ignorance comes the cessation of sankaras, and from the cessation of sankaras comes cessation of vijnanas. And that was only what he told. So it really sounds like the way is to just understand. I mean,
because we read a lot, but we understand very little. Begin with one word at a time, and then when there is more and more precise understanding, we'll understand better and better. Like Dhamma or reality. Everything is reality, a reality at a time. Like when we are talking about avijja, what moment is it? Is it now? See, so one can see that when there is avijja, there are many thinking, like sankhara, which is karma, to condition patisanticitta again. Without avijja, there will never be sankhara for patisanticitta.
And you, in your Dhamma talks, you said that there are three charitas: Vijnana charita, Ajnana charita, and Jnana charita. Can
right.
you say more?
Vijnana charya is this moment,
charya.
Saying sampatichanna santirina.
All vipakas, yeah.
And akusala is Ajnana charya. And panya with right understanding up to satipatthana is jnana charya. And the jnana of rupachana and arupachana are excluded.
Excluded from jnana
from
charya.
Jnana charya.
So they are included in
Dhamma. Dhamma, because nothing to do with the jnana charya. No, no, before that.
Vijnana and Vijnana charya.
Vijnana charya. It's only Vijnana charya. It's the way Vijnana has to be.
It's also there, all kusala chittas in Vijnana.
Not yet. Only seeing, hearing is the way the chitta has to be. After birth, there must be seeing, hearing the way it is. Vijnana has to be like that. After birth, there must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and so on. The ahetuka citta, which is not hasitupatha.
Sorry, the rupa jhanas and arupa jhanas are not in within this classification of jhanas.
Right.
So kusala citta of the lesser degree, like not with, is not included,
not
even
included.
If there.
Mm-hmm.
Only vijnana and then anjana, opposite of jhana. Mm-hmm. That's all. And it's right now. So the more we read the Pitaka and commentaries, the more understanding of this moment is. But not by naming, calling, or thinking, but it's the understanding of seeing cannot be jhana, and akusala cannot lead to vipassana jhana. So all wrong understanding, wrong views, and other akusala cannot lead to jhana.
So they are
anjana charya.
They are included. It's only the rupa jhana and arupa jhana that are not included in any of the three.
Okay, so even the kusala citta of kamavacara citta is included in anjana.
Yes.
Not necessary to mention, because in this life, who can have the rupa jhana and arupa jhana? But there can be the development of understanding until it becomes jnana jariya, vipassana jnana.
But anyana is kusala, so other kinds of kusala are not included in anyana.
No.
I see.
So
what is
anyana is just a kusala.
What is stressed is the way life goes on.
Mm-hmm. And chariya means what? Chariya.
Behavior or what?
Behavior. Chariya.
Chariya, behavior.
Chariya, what it means?
Behavior.
Behavior.
And charita?
Charita, like any instance of charita?
Character.
Character.
Character, yes.
Ajahn, in the survey of Paramatta Dhamma, you mentioned also about the jhana, because usually the jhana is like everyone speaks a lot about jhana, and you mentioned that now we live in the world of sensuous objects like kamavachara chittas, kamavachara bhumi, and you mentioned that was a very good reminder, because you mentioned that it's like where we live, the chitta used to go into sensuous objects. It's kamavachara citta and we live there, so no point of looking something that is jhana or something. Something like this you said, and it was a very good reminder, like we live in the kamavachara bhumi. The sensuous objects are there, and it's the way it is now, that we live in the sensuous world, and the citta, kamavachara citta, is like this, so it's like this, isn't it? Like
daily life.
Mm-hmm. And this is by kamavachara citta,
because is it very easy to have jhana citta?
I don't
not
know.
At all. So if someone said that, oh, now I attained jhana citta, you know that whether it's true or not, because it's not just the word that I have such and such jhana, but it depends on conditions. That's why Buddha taught us all about even jhana to be known as it's quite highly developed until it can attain the absorption concentration. Because the anusati, only some of them can attain Prathama jhana, the first jhana. And some can attain more than that. Like anapanasati can attain the fifth jhana too, while the maranasati cannot attain the jhana, but attain only upajara samadhi. See? Otherwise, people say that, oh, I have attained jhana because I think or have maranasati or silanasati, and that is impossible. That's why Dhamma can be our refuge. We will not go astray or deceive oneself. And what about upajara samadhi?
I didn't have never had before about samadhi because I.
Yeah, so what is now is only kanika samadhi.
Kanika.
Temporarily, momentarily.
By this
each moment, yeah. Ekakata, which accompany moment to moment.
Even for akusana, I've got kanika samadhi.
Kanika samadhi. Because samadhi only means concentration. But some people take it very seriously, like it has to be such and such certain concentration, but actually it's any time. because it's jetasika, which is ekakata jetasika only.
Ajahn, I think there is one question to you from one Polish guy who could not make to come here. And he is like very serious about the practice and everything. And he has one question to you. So I think maybe I will ask you. His question is, what approach do you have to Visuddhimagga and Buddhaghosa? What approach do you have to Visuddhimagga? What do you think about Visuddhimagga and Buddhaghosa, this commentator?
The whole book or some points? At what point?
I think he means the whole book and the points there. The book.
Who was Buddhaghosa?
For me it was Etera, an elder.
Very skillful.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So should we respect him?
For
his
sure.
His words?
But the guy also told me that the Buddhaghosa was not Arahant.
No.
He wasn't?
No.
So what does it mean?
Because I think that some part of the book, maybe the beginning or the end, he said
at the end. Yeah, he talks about his next life or his rebirth. And,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
he was not Arahant?
No.
Because I thought,
Aryan,
I
but
thought
not
about
Arahant.
The Theravada, like the commentaries and everything, and that I thought always that those Theras, the elders who by their own great understanding show the Buddha more in detail way to help people. So I always thinking that they are always Arahant and they've got like more understanding than others Arahants, so they have accumulation to show it in more detail way. So I always thinking that they were Arahants. And
those who recited at the councils, like the first councils,
okay,
they were all Arahants.
Okay.
And I think there is stupa even at Gaya, the stupa for the relics of Buddhaghosa,
mm-hmm,
right?
I've got also a technical question about this. Buddhaghosa, he made the Visuddhimagga and other commentaries, but that was mentioned something that he take the some kind of sources from the commentaries that were in Sri Lanka where he went. So what does it refer to, the texts he found there and composed Visuddhimagga? So what was the text there?
No one has read it.
Yeah, so mysterious, Adam.
The ancient commentaries.
Ancient commentaries, and I don't know what it means, ancient commentaries.
Like the commentaries we have now that are still existing.
Yeah, but those commentaries that the Buddhaghosa, Venerable Buddhaghosa found on Sri Lanka, they not exist anymore, isn't
it? No, that's
it?
Right.
Yeah.
But he translated, he used those to translate into Pali.
Oh.
So they were preserved in Sinhalese and then he translated them to Pali.
And then they were lost.
I think like that's my own idea, like with the preserve the teachings. I think that people always preserve the teaching they like to, not the teachings like, so. You know, some teachings decline, some teachings survive, some are very... people go into them, and some they don't like. And I think that people have this tendency that they only preserve the teachings they found like they like them. Or I don't know.
Today, have you met anyone who can read the whole book with understanding the words in that, all the words? You?
I indeed.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I see.
Not yet.
Good.
Each word, how can people today understand the meaning, the deep meaning of the words?
Only by the development of understanding and experience, direct experience. of dhammas.
When there's enough
conditions. When there are enough conditions, yeah. But that's difficult today because there needs to be a growth of understanding. And when there are fewer and fewer people who truly understand the meaning of the words in the Dhamma, the teachings. Yes.
And another technical question. Can Sammasambuddha appear now when there is still Dhammasasana?
No, only when all the teachings have died out completely.
Yeah, talk with
someone. The teachings are still here. He wouldn't be Sammasambuddha, would he?
Yeah, that's not the point. I was not sure. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Where is Buddha now?
They say in Tusita heaven.
The Buddha? The future Buddha.
Future Buddha, yes. Bodhisattva.
Where about Gautama Buddha?
Not to be found.
Completely extinguished.
I'm not that familiar with the history, but how many years, sort of historically, are there between Buddhas? Sammasambuddha. Like we're in the year 2500 and something now. Do we even know? Okay.
Well, there isn't a fixed period after another Buddha appeared. Next Buddha will be Maitreya Buddha, and when the condition will be right for him to be a Buddha, then there will be a Buddha. Yes.
And one of the conditions is the Dhammasasana that is now must decline totally.
Yes.
Okay.
Extinct as well. Yeah.
Just on your theory about the disappearance of the teachings, though,
mm-hmm.
because different parts of the teachings are given to different groups of monks living in different places.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why they disappear is things like famine and natural disaster. So they're unable to maintain the tradition of memorizing.
Mm-hmm.
And different Buddha sasanas are said to last different periods of time, depending on many details, like how much detail the Buddha's taught and this sort of thing. I think now we're meant to be halfway or past halfway. I forget the details, but it's all given in the text. On our walk, Lucas, you were talking about the retreat centres and what they learn or something, and Ajahn asked me whether you had been on retreat.
I think that was the last time maybe. I was few retreats and I think the last time I was like 1 year ago. But I didn't do any technique because it's, for me, it's like just wanting something and everything. It doesn't lead to anything. But just I've got my reason to come because I found the place, a quiet place, and a lot of wise friends. So that's why I come, because I'm not doing any sitting meditation like at least 4 or 5 years. But that was 1 year ago. But it's not like I just had only the MP3 with Aja all the time, and it was not seen good because they meditate. And
you know what saved you from wrong understanding.
Studying and listening to Dhamma. Yeah, it's
the understanding of Dhamma.
Yeah. That's on the beginning when I was meditating a few years ago, I was not safe. I must meditate and everything, but I just simply said to myself, I take a risk. Whatever happens, I will resign from all this meditation, just start to listen to Dhamma. And because it's really hard later for all the people, when they come to listening to the Dhamma, it's so hard to get eradicated of this tendency to sitting. They just believe that it's like a practice to do this or that. And it's so misleading, and it takes so much time to totally
drop it,
yeah.
Where did you go?
Here.
Oh. Yeah, in this room.
In this room. Meditation was in the restaurant we eat the dinner.
The
where we sit, that was the female line of sitters when we had a table. And actually I don't like to, just because I don't know what to answer now, because I don't think about this meditation and don't think basically about meditation and everything. So it's hard to answer this question because I don't meditate anymore, so I don't know how it is. This is not my business anymore. So I'm just reading and listening. But even when I was in this Amaravati monastery for some time, the monks also were not so happy. They don't express it, but they say, come and practice or something like this. And I also didn't like to tell that I'm reading or hearing Dhamma, because they say you must practice. This doesn't go anywhere, but they cannot say what is good to other by like this. So
he just goes because it's a nice quiet place.
Yeah, because that's like wise friends and
good food
was not so good. Food was not so good, yeah. No, in Thai monasteries are the best.
Because the food is good.
This morning I asked about samatha and mentioned about puttanusati and moranusati. I think I make the mistake about remember it. What I found in the book is not that samatha, but the word in here. They use sapataka kamathan. That means normal practice, which benefit in daily life. So it's not kamathan. It's not samatha. And they elaborate that there are two practice that very useful in daily life. One is metta, and the other is molana. Sati. So this is not samatha, but understanding to loving kindness, metta, and to recall the death in every moment. Is there any thing to more understanding about this practice in daily life?
I think that, as I understand, there are some subjects of samatha which are very common in daily life. For example, now we're with our friends, so there can be friendliness, there can be metta to people around us, helping people out. And when metta arises, the characteristic of metta can be understood. And at the moment of understanding metta, at the time of having metta, showing metta, it is calm. So at that moment, there can be the development of metta through understanding it now when it arises. But as soon as one has any idea of trying to practice it or going to the retreat or being in a line of female people to focus on metta, that is not metta, because metta is being friendly, helping people. And it's that understanding that is samatha, or development of calm. And same with death. If one opens a book and thinks one will recite about death, then that is not wise reflection on death. But now, as we discussed this morning, you know, there can be reminders that death can come any time. And actually, even such moments, there can be understanding that such contemplation is not self. But at moments of wise reflection of death, just naturally, easily in a day, it's calm, so it can develop. But some other subjects of samatha are not common, not easy in a day. So that's why they mention these two subjects that arise in a day. Or like the other day, we were talking about Buddha Anusati. It may be that because we're talking about Dharma, so there may be conditions now just naturally to reflect on the virtues of the Buddha. And at that moment of wise reflection on the virtues of the Buddha, the citta is calm, so it can develop. And that actually is samatha. So again, it always has to come back to this moment, not some special practice. So I think it just depends on accumulations, what is common in a day. So there are many opportunities for metta in a day, so that's why it's one of the common objects that can develop in a day.
As I mentioned, they mentioned about kammathan, not samatha at all. So I think it's not samatha, it's kammathana, yes, kammathana on metta, loving kindness, and morana sati. I think in this context, it's not concerned about samatha at all. Maybe just practice. If you have a chance, practice in metta, and when you just recall death at any moment, it's the kind of practice and not concerning about samatha or maybe not vipassana.
It would have to be kusala though, right? They're talking about kusala. So what kind of kusala is it?
It's understood that should be a kusala.
Yeah, what kind of kusala? What level?
What level?
What kind of kusala? Dana, sila,
dana,
bhavana?
Not stayed in here. Not stayed in here.
I was thinking, what is a reality, Arjuna?
Because I think that just... And what about if you lose that book?
But maybe we can burn a book, so then it's like anger and attachment to the book also.
You burn your list?
Jhana burnt.
So the best thing is understand what is in the book, not just because the book says this and that. For example, if you really understand that life is so short, one was born to die, for sure, and we don't know how many moments would be. And by understanding this very deeply, always in your mind, won't you do good deeds today? Or be friendly and all kusala? Understanding reality. Instead of saying whether it is samatha, kammathana, or whether it's not. See? Because actually, can puttanusati be object of right understanding? Now you don't have to look at the book, in the book.
I don't think
can.
So.
Yes.
Can. Why not? Everything can be object of right understanding at that very moment. Because it's talking about sati and kusala, citta at that moment. Not the story of the Buddha. Because even right now, when there is understanding of reality, it is puttanusati when you think, who taught this? See? not at moment when you try to think of the Buddha's virtues, mm-hmm. but at the very moment of understanding it, they can be conditioned to think about Buddha, the teachings. So it's not like program or schedule. From then on, there would be samatha and then to vipassana, something like that. It depends on level of understanding.
And Arjun, so what is, because you said without right understanding of realities, there is Buddha
Nusati.
So what is Dhamma Nusati?
Sati. Our reality.
Sati.
Ka. Sati arises with wholesome citta mm-hmm. at moment of recollecting, reflecting on the virtues of Buddha, his kindness, his compassion.
Okay.
Otherwise, there would be no word at all from him passed on up to now.
So whenever,
and also the virtues of Sangha who carry on the teachings until now, see. Those moments are kusala moments. And it's not on the other subject. So it's puttanusati or dhammanusati or sankhanusati. And we don't have to call or mention or give name to those moments at all. But it's that.
And that is what is meant mm-hmm. by kamatana. Yeah. So the virtues of the Buddha is kamatana. And at that moment of wholesome reflection, it is samatha, it is calm at that moment. And understanding at that moment is the beginning of samatha bhavana. So the object is the kamatana.
That's why even jhana can be object of right understanding. Anything which is rare.